Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many weird things Elon Musk does every waking minute, why is he using poop emojis? We will share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, what we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about monkeypox, and I'll stop worrying about the Texas toddler who ordered 41 cheeseburgers from McDonald's on his mom's phone.
When, why wouldn't you? And I'll stop worrying about the dark MAGA universe and the crazy imagination of Madison Cawthorn.
And now let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Coming on the show, we have, oh, you know I love these, tiny victory hotline calls. I love that. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs. So, listeners, if you've been listening to the show, then you know that I am someone who has gotten into this thing that many people have gotten into, which is microdosing. Microdosing is using small amounts of THC that give you just the right amount of good. Many people use it to spur on creativity or increase wellness, performance enhancement, anxiety, all kinds of things, creative boost. But for me, I am using it to help me go to sleep at night, which is the most important thing in my whole life, is trying to get a good night's sleep at this moment.
That's so nice. It really seems to do great, like really help a ton of people. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online, or you can go to microdose.com and use code TINY to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com and use code TINY.
These are amazing, and they're the microdose gummies from Lumi Labs.
So we're going to start off with Jake Batchelor, garden educator. I don't know if that's how he introduces himself to people, but if not, he really should. Here is his hotline call.
Hello, my name is Jake Batchelor. My pronouns are he, they. I am 25 years old, and I am a garden educator at a K-12 school in North Carolina. I wanted to share my tiny victory of working with a student after school and their parent coming to pick them up and their parent sharing that they are going to start a garden based on the work that they had done after school with our gardening program. I always listen to Tiny Victories on the way to work, and it always adds a little bit of variety in my day, which I am always grateful for. So thank you for everything you do, regardless of what the content of the show is. I always look forward to it. So thank you.
First of all, I just love thinking about the fact that these students have a chance to get off their screens for a little bit of time during their school day. That's so great. And so I just feel so hopeful for this next generation.
I love that they're literally kindergartners. They're kindergartners who are kindergartners. No, it's really beautiful when just that you don't know what's going to touch someone, like for, you know, like affect them in a positive way. You know, for all the kids in class, like, you know, maybe some like it and maybe some don't. But the idea that it's like, you know what, like what you did affected my child in a really beautiful way. And now they want to do this thing that's healthy and productive and good and gives them meaning is like, I mean, that's the greatest moment as a teacher when you can just hear like, oh, something I said actually had some positive effect. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think about, you know, this idea though also that this parent, I mean, this parent took the time to tell
Jake
too. Batchelor. Now, I don't know if his name is really Jake Batchelor, but that's a great fake name, as you noted before.
That's a fantastic name, Jake Batchelor, for a teacher, for a spy, for your super best friend, your neighbor next door. Oh, next door? That's Jake Batchelor. That's his garden. That's a Jake Bachelor strawberry. Help yourself.
I know. I want to call this parent and just say, you just did a great thing. You know, you don't always know the effect that you have on the world and the work that you're doing. And I think we often just, you know, we're moving so quickly through mm-hmm. our day. We don't stop to tell someone how much it means to them. And
that's so, you know, true, it's so funny. To take the time.
I was on the phone with United Airlines the other day, and it was like this fiasco of like 3 days of trying to find someone to help me and getting contradictory messages.
Oh, wow.
And finally, I get someone on the phone, and I'm in the middle of talking to her, and the phone hangs up, and I'm like, oh, wouldn't you know it? They must have like a limited amount of time. They give customer service people, and the phone just hangs up. Well, she called me back.
Oh, wow.
And she said to me, you know, this is my first time dealing with this kind of issue on a call. I'm new here. And all of a sudden, we were human beings.
Right? Vulnerability, right? Yeah. When you just step out of the defensive and you're like, you know what, to be honest.
Yes. And so then I said, oh my gosh, well, how's the job going for you? It must be hard and you're dealing with so many people. And at the end, she like really helped me, and like she got this, you know, someone to explain the situation. And in the end, I just said, you know, I just want to thank you so much, just to take that extra moment to thank them. And then of course she gave me a God bless you, and I did not say I don't believe in God, don't do that to me. I just said thank you.
That was a nice restraint on your part.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And teachers are having so crushed in this time right now. The idea of, you know, taking time to say, hey, what you're doing really has affected my child. It was so great.
You know, I really want to talk about that, but let's take a quick break so we can hear from another show on Maximum Fun Network. When we get back, let's talk about this, what teachers are facing these days, and let's give one up for teachers.
We'll talk about our love of teachers. They are the best.
You're in a theater. The lights go down. You're about to get swept up by the characters and all their little details and interpersonal dramas. You look at them and think, that person is so obviously in love with their best friend. Wait, am I in love with my best friend? That character's mom is so overbearing. Why doesn't she just stand up to her? Oh God, do I need to stand up to my own mother? If you've ever recognized yourself in a movie, then join me, Jordan Cruciola, for the podcast Feeling Seen. We've talked to author Susan Orlean on realizing her own marriage was falling apart after watching Adaptation, an adaptation of her own work, and comedian Hari Kondabolu on why Harold and Kumar was a depressingly important movie for Southeast Asians. So join me every Thursday for the Feeling Seen podcast here on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. You know, when we're talking about Jake Bachelor.
Jake
garden
Bachelor.
Educator.
Garden educator.
His call. And I know, but, you know, it reminded me of, first of all, this idea of like what effect a teacher can have. It just so happens I was doing a book event yesterday, and I just want to invite people to look it up if you want. It was sponsored by Books Are Magic. Books Are Magic is in Brooklyn. And it's series called the Red Ink series. And I was on a panel of writers. It was a few of them, so I'm not going to mention everyone's name. But if you look up this panel from May 19th, you'll see these amazing writers. I was so outclassed in terms of deep thinking. It was astonishing to be in their company. But one of them started talking about a teacher she had and how at an early age, this teacher was there for one semester and then disappeared into the ether, but how she had brought in, you know, more challenging books and that she just never forgot this teacher and this moment where something was ignited in her brain. And I thought about this teacher I had, Mr. Moses. We were doing, like, this is in high school, and we were doing, TS Eliot, And I just remember I would sometimes stay after class and we would have these discussions about T.S. Eliot, and he would pull out his pipe, which he would put unlit, and he would sit there with me and we would talk. And I can imagine, like, oh my God, if I could go back in time and see probably the ridiculous questions I asked, you know, like the first time you discover like existential poetry as a teenager. But he had the patience. He had the patience to listen to me and not say, every year I hear some teenager is mind blown by the wasteland, T.S. Eliot's wasteland. April is the coolest month. And, you know, I just, can you imagine how many times he was, you know, he'd been like a 40-year veteran at the high school. He must have heard it, you know, 200,000 times. But he listened to me like it was the first. And, you know, I go back to that. I go back to that when I first started loving, thinking deeply about literature. And, you know, he opened up that space for me and didn't, you know, didn't roll his eyes that I could see at least once. And, you know, it's a really special thing. And I think teachers are just so beleaguered right now. One of my best friends, Miss Diamond, Jill Diamond at Marshall High School, she has just given 25 years of her life to these kids. And it's so hard. She wants so much to imbue a love of learning to her students. And it's been so hard in the Zoom world and the COVID mm-hmm. world. And people, you know, a lot of her students have all kinds of challenges and issues, and like all students do right now. And it's just been so hard.
It's been crushing what they've had to show up for sure. My mom was a teacher. I'm from a whole family of teachers. My mom taught seventh grade. Her mom was a teacher. Her sister was a teacher. Their daughter was a teacher. For like, it's our family business. And I did it too. And so I grew up seeing how underappreciated teachers are. And just, yeah, the COVID situation made it impossible. But I did want to mention too, like, I feel like when we think about teachers, we can think of that person who saw us and maybe felt us, like, you know, we're all made like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle. And I think, you know, sometimes there's that teacher that just seemed like it was that fit with that, you know, part that was missing in me. And, you know, in first grade, I had a teacher named Mrs. Breedlove who got pregnant and left, which I now think of as funny. And her replacement was, and I was so ripped apart that she had to leave. I loved her, but her replacement was literally named Miss Brooks, which I also think is funny and makes me feel like I'm making up the whole thing. So Miss Brooks was my teacher in first grade and third grade. And she was one of those, she was like the perfect, she made learning fun. She made it felt inclusive. For me, it wasn't any one thing other than she made me feel like I was smart, but she made me feel like, oh, here's a place I belong. Like, here's a place I can excel. I can be myself and I can excel and I can, you know, I was super interested in learning. It's, you don't forget those people. You don't forget the Jake Batchelors of the world.
Or the Mrs. Brownsteins. Mrs. Brownstein was a teacher I had in, I think it was fourth or fifth grade. And this would never happen today because just the boundaries are different. But if you did well in her class, you got invited for a spaghetti dinner to her house.
yeah, I remember getting rides home from teachers sometimes and stuff. Yeah, it is very different.
I will never forget that spaghetti dinner.
I will make you spaghetti.
I got one of those.
You did. Was there wine and garlic bread?
Yes, and we had it at this little plastic table in her apartment with her husband and another, and my cousin who had also earned a spaghetti dinner.
Oh,
so they were
man.
Four of us. And I was a very lonely kid at that time, and, you know, books were my friends, and I was taking ballet, and people made fun of that. And I just was a very lonely kid, and Mrs. Brownstein made me feel smart and seen and welcome. And that it's the craziest thing. I think of her tossing that spaghetti, and of course it was spaghetti from the sauce can. I mean, it wasn't anything,
but
it wasn't like, you know,
It wasn't about the Epicurean aspects of the meal. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. I love that so much. Wow. Mrs. Cox in second grade, if you did well on a test, there was something where she would give you like a little perfume sample, or there was a little bag of just stuff that like, oh, you made 100, you get to pick something from the bag. And I realized as an adult, it was just like a perfume sample that you might throw away. But it, like as a child, these things are just so like, oh, I'm acknowledged for my thing. Please call in with teacher love. We could talk teacher love all day.
I would love it if any listeners wanted to call in and give a shout out to a teacher. And I just want to say thank you, Jake Batchelor, garden educator, for calling in and sharing that tiny victory.
So great.
And that's it for this show.
Yes, thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing your victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline. It is always available. It's a hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record a Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show. Please tell your friends, your family, anyone you meet that needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
And if you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's show or any show, tell us about it. You can call or email or reach out to us on social media. We're at GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, and you can comment like at @batter_pudding on Instagram. Who commented? She said, "This is Karen from Ipswich. I was so surprised to hear my call featured while I was listening to the show in the car. I'm doing a terrible job yesterday that I had to pull over," laughing emoji.
Oh, that's amazing. In Ipswich, where we're huge, ask anyone, they pull over on the left side of the road. For any North American/Europeans not from the UK who might be listening, just FYI.
Another way you can help us out is leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. Our editor is Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have gardens blooming full of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Our apologies, it was actually 31 cheeseburgers that the toddler ordered, 31, but I do suspect he wanted 41. There, I said it.